Today's daf is Menachas Daf Samach, and we are five lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Reb Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema, Fachava Miriam Basmalka Freda, Shloima Ben Chaya Leah, Baruch Yitzchak Ben Shifra Miral, and Rachel Bas Henya. So we're moving along in Perek Kolat Menachos Bois Matzah. We're dealing with halachos related to the Minchas Choite and the Minchas Soita, which had something in common, in that there was no Shemen and there was no Levoina. So we saw the long Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Yesh Tu'unoi Shemen Levoina, Shemen V'loi Levoina, Levoina V'loi Shemen, Loi Levoina V'loi Shemen, and which Menachos have no Shemen and no Levoina? It's the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Kanoi. So on that note, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Nasan Mashahu Shemen Al Gabi Kizayis Mincha Pasal. As it relates to the law of putting Shemen on a Mincha that's not allowed to have Shemen, such as a Minchas Chayte, so if the Kohen would go and would put even a Mashahu of Shemen on top of the Mincha, but on top of a kezayis mincha, that's when it would be possible. Really, Rabbi Yochanan is saying two chedushim. Number one, the sheer shemen for the iser shemen is a mashu. Number two, the sheer mincha for the iser shemen is a sheer kezayis. So very, very machmer in terms of what the sheer shemen is. Even a mashahu is already asam in HaTorah. But very, very makel when it comes to the sheer of the mincha. A mashu of mincha wouldn't be enough for one to be over the lav. It would have to be a kezayis of a mincha. My time, what's the makar to this? So it's all scriptural. La yasim, it says in the Torah, aleha shemen. La yasim, the word sima is kaldo, can mean even anything. Aleha means on a cheftza of mincha, that's ready at the ikashir. So I said, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm just reading the words. La yasim, aleha shemen. La yasim is a kolshu, thus the sheer shemen is a kolshu. Aleha is a kezayis, thus the sheer mincha is a kezayis. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The same Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, nasan kezayis levoina al gabi mashu mincha pasam. When it comes to the isa levoina, so there, in order for one to be over the iser, he would have to put a kezayis of levoina on how much mincha? There already, you don't have the shear of kezayis. Fakir, even on a mashu of mincha, that would be a problem as well. My time, what's the reason? Because the language that the Torah uses when it talks about the issa levoina is a little bit different. It says, v'lo yitain olel levoina. Says, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the name Rabbi Yochanan innovating. Lo yitain ksiv. It says lo yitain, and lo yitain means ad ikin nesina. It has to be a cheftza v'nesina, which is a shear. What's the shear? It's going to be a kezayis. Aleha, and the fact that it says aleha, have a riboy acher riboy. It's the second mention of aleha. The in riboy acher riboy, counterintuitively, elo le ma'et. And being that it says the word aleha already a second time, so two alehas tell me it doesn't have to be aleha. If aleha, like we saw in the first memra, means a kezayis, so two alehas would be a miut, and it would teach me even a mashu would be okay. So in contrast to the Isser Shemen, where there it's a mashu of Shemen on a kezayis of Mincha, when it comes to the Isser Levoina, there it's exactly the opposite, 180 degrees. It's a kezayis of Levoina on top of a mashu of Mincha. The reason there's a nuance between the amount of Shemen versus the amount of Levoina, that's easy. It says lo yasim regarding Shemen, and it says v'lo yitain regarding Levoina. Sima is a kolduhu, nesina is always a shir chashiv. By the way, this idea that nesina is a shir chashiv is dvarim atikin. The maramakim is a tshuvas naida b'Yehuda. When Nabi Yehuda says an unbelievable chiddush, he says that we know when it comes to the mitzvah of truma, chita achas peiteres hasakri. B'zokta naida b'Yehuda, that's only with regards to making your tfuah not be tevelen anymore. But when it comes to the mitzvah of now taking the truma and giving it to the kohen, being that the Torah calls it a nesina has to be a nesina chashuva, like you see in this gemara right here. And it's for that reason you wouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Yehuda says a lashon that he was so excited with this chiddush because he doesn't know of anyone that ever said this chiddush. And he was mechadish that chita achas peiteres hasakri is only klapei hafrashas truma, which is part of the mitzvah, which is mata the tfu and removes the iser tevel. But vas is negay of being the mekayim, the mitzvah of giving it over to the kohen, that not, again, very much based on this gemara. We have raid bites on this. I am related. But the bottom line is that there's also a chilek in terms of how much mincha one would have to have in order to be over the iser. When it comes to the iser shemen, You need a kezayis of mincha. When it comes to this alavayna, even a kol shul, what's it based on? It says aleha with regards to shemen. Aleha means kezayis. When it comes to the alavayna, it says aleha, aleha. It says it a second time. Ein riboy, acha riboy elamai. Now, the truth is, it doesn't say aleha twice in the halacha of levayna. It says lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yitin aleha levayna. So where's the aleha, aleha? But Pashup Shad is, that's the way Rashi explains it, that being that it says already Aleha by Shemen, so had it said, Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen, Velo Yitain Levayna, it would be understood that the Aleha of Shemen is also referring to Levayna. So when the Torah one time says Aleha by Levayna, it's really a second time, it's Ribay Achariboy, Vein Ribay Achariot El Olamait. Ikad Amri, some had a different version. Amr Rab Yitzchak by Yosef. It's the same Rab Yitzchak by Yosef, but by Rab Yochanan. He's saying over the name of the same great Rab Yochanan. Rab Yochanan actually asked as a Shiloh, Nasan Mash. What would be if somebody would put only a mashru of shemen on top of the kezayis of mincha? Would he be over or would he not be over? Now, in the first lishna, yeah, right, that was Rabbi Yochanan's halacha regarding shemen. It says the lashon of la yasim. It doesn't say la yitain. But in the second lishna was an ibaya. And what's the shaila? Maybe inan simak in nesina. Do we say that just like it says nesina regarding lavoina, even though here it says sima, but maybe we learn sima from nesina. And if nesina always means chashuva, so too sima is going to mean chashuva as well. Oy, maybe we don't. And in this lishna, take we have to wait for Yoa Tishbi to actually be poshet the shaila. Nasan shemen al shiyare. Tanu Rabbanan, a brisa. Lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yitein aleha levayna. Yachol b'shnei kayhanim. You would think that the only time a person could be over both of these yisurin, in other words, the only time a person would get two lavin for putting shemen and levayna on the mincha is in the event that it was two kayhanim that went ahead and did it. If, however, one kayhan would go and the one kayhan would put shemen and levayna on the mincha, maybe then he would only be over one iser. So the Braisa is addressing a kayhan that went, he put shemen and he put levayna. And the question is he over one iser or two isurim? On the one hand, layasim aleha shemen is one, v'layitin aleha levayna is two. But then again, the Torah puts it together. So maybe, yeah, if you put shemen, you're over an iser. If you put levayna, you're over an iser. But if you put shemen and levayna, you're also only over an iser. Maybe it's not going to be two isurim. So it says the Braisa, layasim aleha shemen v'layitin. Yachol, you would have thought that the only time this two isurim that you would be over for doing both is in the event it was two kehanim, Talmud loymar, it says aleha. And from there we learn, begufa that what the Torah was toil the Isser in was not the Kayin, but more the Mincha. Rashi says the word Aleha sounds like we're looking at the Mincha. We don't want the Mincha to have Shemen, and we don't want the Mincha to have Levayna. And if the Mincha has Shemen, there's an Isser. If the Mincha has Levayna, then there's an Isser. If we're looking at the Isser mitzat Cheftza, then it doesn't matter if one Kayin did it or if two Kayhanim did it. If the focus is you should not do a Maisin Asina Shemen, you should not do a Maisin Asina. Send this Malcolm to say if one Kayan did it, even if he did both, and even though each one individually is an Isser, but at the end of the day, it's only going to be one Isser. Two Kayan will talk about two Isser, but one Kayan will be one, right? One Kayan is one because it's one Gavr, two Kayan are two because it's two Gavrs. But the Torah emphasizes Aleh to be Madgish Sakrashi that we're looking at it from the Heftza perspective. The Heftza doesn't care how the Shemen and Levayna got there. Doesn't matter if it's one or two, and being that it's two Lavin in the Torah, so it's Mestaber based on the way we always on the Farish Psukiyat Torah that it's going to be two lavin and not one, even if it was only one kohen that did it. Another halacha zok debrai. So yochel, I would think lo yitin kli al gabi kli then nasan pasal, that just like you're not allowed to put shemen, you're not allowed to put levoina on top of the mincha. So maybe you're not allowed to put the shemen and the levoina even if it's in a keli, and the keli is being put on top of the keli, right? You would think that that's also going to be a problem. Talmud loymar aleha begufa shel mincha kos medaber. The only time you're over the iser is if you put it on the gufa mincha, but if you don't put it on the gufa mincha, you're not going to be over the iser. By the way, if this halacha sounds familiar, it was the last halacha in the Mishnah. Nosan kli al gabi kli loy pasla. And this braisa gives us the makar. The makar is aleha has to be on the chefs of the mincha. So if you think about it, there's three things that we learned from the word aleha. Number one, aleha teaches me kezayis. Although in the case of Levayna, it says Aleha twice, Ein Ribay Achariyot Elamayit, so the word Aleha actually teaches me even Mashahu. The second thing Aleha teaches me is that the Kpedas Mitzad the Mincha, so if one Kayim would put Shemen and Levayna, he would be over two Lavin, two sets of Malkias for what it is that he did. Number three, the word Aleha teaches me, it has to be on the Gufa Mincha, but if it's inside a keli, so the shemen and the levaino was not directly on the mincha, that instance you're not going to be over there. So either way, moving along to another very fundamental mishnah that talks about very basic halachas in terms of understanding the differences between the menachas. So, you know, one of the tricky things about learning Masechtas Menachas is you almost have to know Masechtas Menachas in order to learn Masechtas Menachas, right? We never did a proper introduction to Masechtas Menachas because it was, I think, always highly impractical. Because what are you going to do? You're going to start talking about the 13 or the 15, depending on how you count different Menachas and all the nuances. I think we'd be out of business before we started. It would be very, very hard to do. But you go through the Gemaras, and then you figure out that some menachas had kmitza, and some menachas didn't have kmitza, and some menachas had shemen and levaina, and as we'll see in this Mishnah, hagasha and tenufa, and there's so many different nuances and halachas, right? All the limudim that we saw in yesterday's daf, in the mahatzads, right? Some are in isarain, some are like, some are two asrainas. Some is one leg of shemen purisarin. Some are three lugin of shemen purisarin. Some of them are shaykh to pigle. Some of them are not shaykh to pigle. Some of them are deicha Shabbos and tumah. Some are not deicha Shabbos and tumah. So again, there's so many nuances, right? If you're going to plot it out on a spreadsheet, you'd be like by letter J, I think, in terms of all the different variables and the chilukim between this mincha and that mincha. Really, the starting point in terms of understanding these technical things are the mishnayos that we're learning. It was the mishnah in yesterday's daf on the top of Daf and Testament Aleph, and now the Mishnah here in Daf Samach Amar Aleph. So again, this was like an introduction that basically is saying that we're not doing an introduction, but we should just recognize that these are like very foundational Mishnayos, and you know, hopefully 60 plot into the Masechta, they feel a little bit more comfortable as we go through them. But either way, so one of the mitzvahs that you find that the Torah talks about regarding a mincha is hagasha. Another one is tenufa. So these are usually thought of as like ancillary avodas. So in a zevach, you had smicha, sometimes you had tenufa, you had shvicha shirayim, haktara to a degree. You know, in addition to the core avodas, the dalet avodas adam. When it came to a mincha, you have the same thing. In fact, you have more such avodas when it comes to a mincha than you did when it came to a zevach. One of the big ones is hagasha. Another one of the big ones is tenufa. Our mission is going to tell us that there was some menachas that had hagasha and tenufa. Some had hagasha no tenufa. Some had tenufa and no hagasha. And some had no hagasha and no tenufa. Now, what exactly is hagasha and what exactly is tenufa? So tenufa is something that's really going to be discussed more in tomorrow's daf. But for today's daf, as it relates to Hagasha, the mitzvah of Hagasha was for the kohen to take the mincha in its entirety. So this is before he did any kmitza. While it's in the klisharis, right? When you do the kmitza, it's in the hand of the kohen. But to take the mincha, bring it to one of the corners of the Mizbeach, we'll see which, and for the keli to make contact, literally to touch the Mizbeach. That's what it was. That's what Hagasha is. So you take the keli, you go to the Mizbeach, and you do some sort of Hagasha with it. The Oimek in Pshutai Shal Mikra is that the Mincha was supposed to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's be honest, it's only the koimetz that's being brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the mincha is not. By taking the entire mincha and doing the avodah of Hagasha, on some level, you're being makriv the entire mincha on the Mizbeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the oiftu. That's what the Hagasha is doing in the world of Pshutei Shel Mikra. But the bottom line is, there were some minchas that had yeah, some not. Either way, our Mishnah is going to tell us which yes and which no. So the Mishnah, yesh tunus hagasha vein tunus tenufa, hagasha vein tenufa, tenufa v'lei hagasha v'lei tenufa v'lei hagasha v'lei tenufa hagasha vein tunus tenufa. The following are examples of those that require hagasha and no tenufa. And as we spoke in yesterday's daf, this is al rishain rishain v'al achrein achrein. Okay, so which ones require hagasha and no tenufa? Minchas ha-soyles v'ha-machvas u-marcheshes v'ha-chalois v'ra-kiken. So these five menachis are the five types of Minchas Nedava that the Torah talks about in Vayikra Perek Beis. Right in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah talks about five different Menachas that could be brought Nedava. One is when it was born in a state of Soilus, and the other four are when they were baked or fried on some level. There was the Machvas, the Marcheshes, and then there was the Minchas Mafei Tainer, which came either in the form of Chalois or in the form of Rekikin. By the way, all halachas that we haven't really explored yet coming up. But the bottom line is, these are the five Menachas that the Torah talks about in the beginning of Vayikra. All five of them required hagasha,
Unois tnufa, they did not require tnufa. Additionally, minchas koyanim, that's the mincha that a koyan brought, which is always unique. Why is the minchas koyan unique? Because it's kulay kol, right? It went entirely on the mizbech. There was no kmitza. You took the ganze zach and you put it on the mizbech. Uminchas koyan mashiach, also known as the minchas chavitin, the topic of last week's dafin. Uminchas nochrim, that's when a guy is menad of a mincha. Minchas noshim, that's when an ish is menad of a mincha. Uminchas chayte, that's in the event that somebody did an avera, which is oil of a yoyret, and he's Dale dalas, so he's not bringing a behema, he's not bringing shnei torim or shnei bnei yoyin, but rather he's bringing the mincha. So all 10 of these minchas, if you do the math, are examples of tu'unoi sagosh vein tu'unoi s'nufa. Rav Shimon Amir, Rav Shimon Tzchelek. He says minchas kayhanim u minchas kayhanim mashiach im behen agasha. The minchas kayhanim, minchas kayhanim mashiach did not have agasha. L'fisha im behem kmitza, because there was no kmitza. V'cholsha im behem kmitza, im behen agasha. And if there's no kmitza, there's no agasha. Rashi says, by the way, the punchline of if there's no kmitza, there's no agasha is not because Kmitza's kilo with tanayin agasha, but it's dafka a mincha that's mater shirayim l'kayhanim. It's azasort mincha that shayach to the avoda of hagasha, and being that over here the entire mincha is going on the mizbeach, you're not being mater or anything, so there's no avoda of hagasha. There's no avoda of hagasha. What's the oimek advarim? I think it's the svara that we mentioned earlier. The whole inyan of agasha is to be mekayim a hakrava with the mincha that's not going to go on the mizbeach. But here it's going on the mizbeach legamri. If it's legamri going on the mizbeach, so there's no chelik that's being mutl l'shirayim. Right? That's what Rashi's being moisev. It's not the kmitza. I don't care about the kmitza. It's the fact that we're not being mat l'shirayim l'kayanim. If it's kuloi kol of astafich tana agasha. Right? Think about it. I'm going to do a little agasha to give it some zika to the mizbeach. The whole thing is going on the mizbeach. It's going to be kuloi kol. You're going to be makter l'reach nechayach. So why would I have to go ahead now and do an avodas hagosh? That's the svara of Rav Shimon. Either way, so the Mishnah, which notice ended abruptly, right? This Mishnah has a part two on Daf Samach Aleph from it off. Because what happened to the rest of the list? What happened to the hagosh of the tnufas alei hagoshes, and the loy tnufas alei hagoshes? That's all going to be mentioned in the next Mishnah. But for now, we have 10 menachas, if you do the math, that are tuunois hagosh, ain't tnufa, tuunois. Tenufa. What are they? The Minchas Soilas, the Machvas, the Marcheshes, the Chalois, and the Rikikin. Those are the five Menachas that I mentioned in Vayikra Perek Beis. All the Minchas Nadava. And they have the Minchas Koyin and Minchas Koyin Mashiach. That's 7. Minchas Nachrim, Minchas Nashim is 9. And the Minchas Choyte is 10. According to Reb Shimon, Minchas Koyin and Minchas Koyin Mashiach Nats, you only have 8. But according to the Tanakam, it's 10. Omer Rapap, Rapap, it's like Olecha, the Tanan, Eser Tanan. Whenever you have this list of 10, you should know it's 10. My kamash, what's the chiddush of Rav Papa? Lafuke mit Rav Shimon. He's coming lafuke mit Rav Shimon. The Amar who said mechzachal so mechzer kikin yavi kamash will underline. Rav Shimon has a chiddush that if somebody wants to bring us an adava, a minchas mafei taner, and he wants it to be half chalis, half rikikin. So again, chalis and rikikin are two different ways you can bake the minchas mafei taner. So if he wants to cut it in half, he wants half this way, half that way, it's okay. From the fact that the Mishnah mentions 5 ways of bringing a minchas nadava and not 6. That's the loiker Rav Shimon. And that's what Rav Papa said, kol hecha de tanan esetan. What's he trying to bring out? It's 10 and not 11. What do you mean, not 11? Well, what's the 11th? The 11th would have been that there's 3 types of mafei taners. In the world of minchas nadava, there's a minchas soilis, there's a machvas and a marcheshes, and then there's a mafei taner that's kuloi chalois, a mafei taner that's kuloi rikikin, and a mafei taner that's mechza chalois and mechza rikikin, kamash one danat. And by the way, if this Gemara sounds familiar, better, because we just had it on yesterday's daf. The Gemara made the same exact observation regarding the list of Yesh Tu'unois Shemen Vilavayna. Moving along, Zok the Gemara Minahani Mili. Minahani Mili, that what? Minahani Mili, how do you know that these 10 menachas required Hagasha? So clearly not all menachas required Hagasha. So Minahani Mili, how do you know that these menachas required Hagasha? It's a very, very straightforward question, right? It's 3 words. Mina hani mili. Stating that, the answer is going to be a rather long answer. It's a fun answer. The answer is the Tanu Rabbanan, right? It's a Braisa. This Braisa is going to take us from the words the Tanu Rabbanan, which is 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Amar Aleph, all the way to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. So if you like Braises, then you're going to enjoy the rest of today's Daf. This is a fun Braisa with Mahatzad, Satitzach Levedik. It's Kishmak. But the bottom line is, the answer to this question is the Tanu Rabbanan. And really, I think to appreciate this question a little bit better, the Minhag Mili is not just on how do you know these 10 menachas require agasha? As we'll see, as we go through this braisa, as we plow through it, as we chayrish it, we'll see that The Minhag Mili is really on all Menachis that require Hagasha, Minhag Mili. And by the way, on the Menachis that don't require Hagasha, it's the same question, Minhag Mili. So really, in order to understand and appreciate better what the Minhag Mili is posing, so you have to learn the Mishnah that we just learned. Those are the 10 examples of Menachis that are Tunois Hagasha, they ain't Unois Tnufa, but you also have to refer to the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, because the Mishnah over there mentions additional categories. Now, if you look at the Mishnah there, the Mishnah mentions that the Minchas Ha'omer and the Minchas Kanois, they were also to Unois Hagasha. The reason they're in a separate category is because they also require Tnufa. So they're in the category of to Unois Hagasha v'Tnufa. So if somebody asks you, how many Minchas needed Hagasha? You'd say, what do you mean? 10. Rav Papa made a big deal about it. No, it was only 10 that are to Unois Hagasha, they ain't to Unois Tnufa. But there's another category that's to Unois Hagasha, and that is the ones that have Hagasha and Tnufa. The one that has Tnufa and no Hagasha doesn't have Hagasha, and the one that has no Tnufa and no Hagasha also has no Hagasha. But in terms of understanding, the ones that have Hagasha, so there's the 10 of the Mishnah, minus 2 according to Reb Shimon. Additionally, there's the other two that I mentioned, the Mishnah Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, Minchas Omer, Minchas Kanois, which we'll see will feature extremely prominently in the brayso that we're going to go through. And by the way, just to be clear, as it relates to Hagasha, really, there's no chilek between the Minchas Kanois and the Minchas Omer that are mentioned in the Mishnah Samach Aleph Amid Aleph versus the Temenachas that I mentioned here, right? It's all the same Hagasha. It just chaps a nafkamina whether it needs tnufa, doesn't need tnufa, which in the world of limudim, we'll see, will play a nafkamina. But in terms of Hagasha, really, if you're going to plot down all the menachas that require Hagasha, I'd lump them together on one list. I think it's pasha. The only chilek and nuance is klap et tnufa. The other thing is, what emerges from the Mishnah, Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, if you do the work, you'll see, is that the shtei halechem, the lechem haponim, and the Minchas Nesachim, that's a big one. So the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, and the Minchas Nesachim were also examples of Menachos that did not require Hagash. So you have the 10 in our Mishnah, plus the 2 in the next Mishnah, 12 in total that required Hagasha. We know what they are. And then there's the Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aponim, which are these quasi-Minachas, but the Minchas Nesachim, that's a big one, right? That's a top 5 Mincha of all time. That Mincha also didn't require Hagasha. And really, in this Minani Mili, we're going to have to figure all these things out. We're going to have to go through all 10 Minachas of our Mishnah, plus the 2 of the next Mishnah that are Tunais Hagasha, and then we're going to have to go through the 3 Menachas from the next Mishnah that are not Tunais Hagasha. In total, it's going to be 15 Menachas that we're going to have to go Adarich to figure out why yeah, why not, what the Mekair is, and that is why we have this very, very long Braisa. Either way, without further ado, so I think before we even start the Braisa, let's just read one Pasuk. The Pasuk that mentions Hagasha. So where's this Pasuk? It's in Vayikra Perek Beis, that's where the Parsha of the Mincha is. It's Pasuk Ches. Veheveso es HaMincha Asher yeyase me'elo l'Hashem v'hikriva l'akoyen v'higisha el ha'mizbeach. Zeo. V'hivesa as ha'mincha, bring the mincha, asher yeyase, that's being brought, me'elo l'Hashem, you see there's some verbiage here that's lending itself to drasha, v'hikriva el ha'koyen, give it to the koyen, and the koyen is going to do the avodah v'agosha, v'higisha el ha'mizbeach. So says the Braisa, Ilu namar veheveso asher yeyase, me'ele l'ashem, ve'ikriv el ha'koyen ve'gisha. Let's say it would have said everything it says without the words es ha'mincha. Veheveso asher yeyase, me'ele l'ashem, ve'ikriv el ha'koyen. And by the way, it could have easily said that. Why could it have said that? Because we know we're talking about a mincha, right? Vayikra Perek Beis is mincha. But even if you're not sure, look at the pasuk on top of that. In minchas marcheshes karbonecha, soilis v'ashem et yeyase. So we know we're talking about a mincha. So why did Torah have to say veheveso es ha'mincha? Meaning, had it said vehevesa and skipped the words asa mincha, it would have said asher yase v'chulav v'chulav. You see, I would have thought only elo she'etan hagasha elo kaimitz v'vat. I would have thought that it's only the kaimitz that requires hagasha. It's the chelik that is asher yase me'ela l'ashem. The part that you're actually makriv, that's the part that requires hagasha. Mincha minayin. How do you know the rest of the mincha? Talmud loymar mincha. It says the word Es ha mincha, and from the word mincha, just das alei, and you see it's the entire mincha. So why did the Torah say es ha mincha? So you should know that it's not only the koimetz. It would be misleading. You would think maybe it's only the koimetz. Kamashman, then no, that it's the entire mincha. Which, by the way, this havamina is counterintuitive to the svar that we had said earlier. Meaning our svar that we said earlier, that the purpose of agosha is for the chelik that's not going in the mizbech. That's lofiyo emes, that you taku do agosha with the ganza mincha. But if the language of the Torah would have been ashe asal Hashem, I would have said shteitin pasuk nishtaz. State it's only the koimetz. Why? I don't know. Why on a lot of dinim and kachim? The bottom line is, this is what the Torah says. Kamash malon. Anyway, now we're moving over to the next part of the Braisa, which takes us all the way to the end. And that is the Mekairis. Some menachis do need agasha, others don't. Most do. Only a few don't. Why? Yeah, why not? Now, one thing that the Braisa is not even going to address, which Tosfos talks about on the bottom of Daf Samech Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Minchas Chayte Minayin, which, by the way, that's a very important pshat tova Tosfos after you go through today's daf. But Tosfos over there speaks out that even though we're trying to figure out Minani Mili, but that's poshet to the Braisa, so we're not even going to address it, that the first five menachis mentioned in our Mishnah, the five Minchas Nedava, the Minchas Soilas, Marcheshes, Machvas, and the two types of Mafi Taner, that's poshet required agasha. And the reason is because of the pasuk. This pasuk's in the parish of the Minchas Nedava, and it's telling you clearly, the Minchas Nedava you do Hagasha with. You don't need Makairis for this. Now, Tosfos speaks out that even though it says, in Minchas Marcheshes Karbonecha, so maybe it's only the Minchas Marcheshes, I hear, but it says, Ve'ivesas HaMincha She'yosem Me'ela Lashem. What's Me'ela? Me'ela means the whole sukya, the whole Vayikra Perek Beis. So really, any Mincha that's mentioned Vayikra Perek Beis, that's Pashit, that it requires Hagasha, and really, we pick up then from the sixth mincha. So the other five mentioned in our Mishnah, and then the two mentioned in the next Mishnah, those are the ones that are not mentioned in Vayikra Perek Beis, scattered throughout the Torah, and those are the menachas that the Gemara is really trying to focus on now. So number one, Minchas Chayte Minayin. How do you know the Minchas Chayte? Minchas Chayte was number 10 on our list. Say that the Minchas Chayte required Hagasha. Talmud Leimar, it says Es HaMincha. And from Es HaMincha, the way most Rishonim learn it, Es is L'Rabbi Shimon HaMsuni HaYadarish Chalas and Shabbat Torah, and even though he was Pirish, Rabbi Akiva, who halacha k'maisa b'chal makayim, he continued in this grace avoda. So, from the fact that it says es ha-mincha, and es is always the rabbis, that's how we know that the minchas chayit is included. Zok de b'raisa v'dinu. L'chayra, why do I need es ha-mincha? Why do I need a pasuk b'chalal to be marba? The minchas chayit la'agasha. L'chayra, I should be able to learn it without a pasuk. Why? Netmar, it says, now we have in our Gemara the word hacha, but if you take a look at the Shinu Gersois, they change it to have. Netmar, have minchas chayfa, v'netmar, have minchas nedava. Right, it says bring a minchas chayfa, such as the minchas chayit, and it says bring a minchas nedava. These five minchas that I mentioned, right, you compare it based. Man, minchas nedava to an hagasha. Just like the minchas nedava requires hagasha, ach minchas chayfa to an hagasha. It would make sense that the minchas chayfa should be the same way. So l'chayra, why? Why do I need a pasuk v'dinu? Why don't you just learn with a binyanav, right? Just if you need agasha by these menachas, why would you think the other menachas are different? So the Bryce is, I'll tell you why. Because you could always argue, the minchas nedava required shemen v'levayna, right? It's included in five of the ten that need shemen v'levayna, as opposed to the minchas chayte, we know that did not have shemen v'levayna. So maybe because it has no shemen v'levayna, it doesn't have agasha either. The minchas soite also did not have shemen v'levayna, yet the minchas soite did have hagasha. Right, it's from the two that I mentioned in the next Mishnah that had Hagasha and Tenufa, but the bottom line is the Mincha Soita had Hagasha. Of a Malam Mincha Soita, you can't learn from the Mincha Soita. She came to Tenufa, right? That's in the Mishnah of things that also had Tenufa, as opposed to the Minchas Chayte, which did not have Tenufa. Okay, but Minchas Nedava Teichiach. The Minchas Nedava has Hagasha, even though it doesn't have Tenufa. Chazer Adin. At the end of the day, you can go backwards and forwards, you can go in circles, like Roy, Zakir, Roy, Zev, Roy, Zakir, Roy, Zev. Meaning, there's a chilek between the Minchas Nedava and between the Minchas Soita. The Minchas Nedava has Shemen Alavayna, as opposed to the Minchas Soita, but the Minchas Soita has Tenufa as opposed to the Minchas Nedava. But what's the Tzad Ashava Shabahen? What do they have in common? Sheshova L'Kmitza, they're both Menachis that have Kmitza, and and v'shavu l'agasha. And as a result, they have agasha. It's afani yavi minchas chayte. Tain is the brisa. So why don't I learn minchas chayte as well? Sheshavu l'kmitza, which has kmitza, is tishva lehem l'agasha. It should have agasha as well. So tain is the brisa. Why do I need esa minchas to be marbe the minchas chayte? I should be able to learn the minchas chayte from a mahatzah between the minchas nedava and the minchas chayte. You're gonna tell me mal minchas nedava that it has shemen and levaina minchas chayte teichiach. Mal minchas chayte that it has tnufa minchas nedava teichiach. The tzad hashava is that they have it in Hagasha. So this should also have it in Hagasha, says the Gemara. I'll tell you why you need a pasuk. I'll tell you why you can't learn from the Matzah. Because Malat Tzad HaShavah Shebehen Shekein Huchshu Olavi Ba'asher Ki Ba'ani. A Minchas Nedava and a Minchas Soite does not discriminate between the Asher and the Ani. Ta'im Rav Minchas Choyte, as opposed to the Minchas Choyte Shlei Huchshu Olavi Ba'asher Ki Ba'ani. An Asher can't bring, even an Ani can't bring. It's only the person that was Bedali Daos that was allowed to bring it. So being that it has this Inyan, that it's so exclusive to such a small amount of people, so it's like an inferior type of mincha. So there's no way you'd be able to learn it from a ma'atzad between the minchas adav and the minchas soite. That's why I need esa mincha, and from esa mincha I learn, that just like the minchas nedava, so too the minchas chayte as well. Either way, how do I know that the minchas chayte required hagasha? The short answer is, I learned it from es. So many halachas that we learn from that. S, it's learned out from S HaMincha. Why do I need a pasuk learning from a Mahatzad? Because there's a pircha on the Mahatzad. Now, as we're going to see, the Gemara now is going to jump from our Mishnah right to the next Mishnah. We're going to get into the Minchas Oimer and the Minchas Soita. We're going to bring a Machloikis, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, what the Makar is for those two Menachas respectively, how it is you know Hagasha. You would think that if you were going Keseder a little bit, we would theorize our Mishnah, right? Now, it's a Bryce, it's not a Mishnah, I hear. But if you take a look at Rashi towards the end of the sugya, don't look now. And if you look at that bottom toisus that we mentioned earlier on Daf Samech Chomet Aleph, it's mavur from Rashi and one side in toisus that when the Gemara just said Minchas Chayte Minayin, and the Gemara said it's learned out from Esa Mincha, even though we mentioned only the Minchas Chayte, we didn't only mean the Minchas Chayte. We actually meant the ganze Mishnah. We meant the Minchas Chayte, and we meant the Minchas Noshim, and the Minchas Nachrim, and the Minchas Kayanim, and the Minchas Kayanim Meshech. So really, all the Melachas of our Mishnah were technically just addressed now. The Gemara didn't say Mefurish. The Gemara said Minchas Chayte. We'll see there's a remes to it in the end of the Braisa. But the bottom line is, a spoiler alert, this is what emerges from Rashi in the end of the sugya, and Tois is right in the beginning of the sugya. And that is that really what we just said from Minchas Chayte, they technically address the 10 menachis of our Mishnah. The 10 menachis that are tunois ha-gosha, they ain't tunois snufa. Either way, Rav Shimon Oimer, this is all the same brayso. Rav Shimon said that it says veheveso es ha-mincha, right? That's the beginning of the pasuk that talks about ha-gosha. And from the word veheveso, we learn the rabbis mincha sa-oimer la-gosha. From the word veheveso, we learn to be marbe mincha sa-oimer. Vechenu oimer, what's the makar? Because it says regarding the mincha sa-oimer, veheveisem es ha-oimer reishis k'tzirchem al-akoyin. And the word veheveisem is a remes to this word, vehevesa. Is it exer shava? Some say not, but whatever. The bottom line is, vehevesa, vehevesim teaches me that the minchas ha'omer is included in the mitzvah of hagasha. It says, vehikriva. So vehevesa is a mincha she'yosem e'ilu l'ashem vehikriva el ha'koyen. From the word vehikriva, the rabbis mincha soita l'agasha. When marba mincha soita, vechenu ha'omer, it says vehikriv oisa elam esbeach. It says vehikriv oisa elam esbeach regarding the soita, that word akrava, and that's how I marba those two. So the first 10 we were marba how? Well, 5 of them I'm a first in the pasuk. The other 5 were marba from Esa Mincha. And as it relates to the other 2 from the next mishnah, the Mincha Sa'imer and the Mincha Sa'ita respectively, Vehivesa als Vehivesem is Mincha Sa'imer, Vehikriva als Vehikriv is the Mincha Sa'ita. Now, Reb Shimon said, now why do I need a pasuk for the Mincha Sa'ita? Why do I need Vehikriva, the Rabbi's Mincha Sa'ita? He's not talking about the Mincha Sa'imer, he's talking about the Mincha Sa'ita. Why do I need a pasuk for the Nu? The Chayr, I should have been able to learn it without a pasuk. Why? Uman Mincha Sa'ita. Madach the Mincha Sa'ita. She'ena tu'una tenufa. Tu'una gosha. Madach the Mincha Sa'ita that has no tenufa. It has Hagasha, right? We just said it has Hagasha, not Tnufa. It's the 10th of the list of things that require Hagasha, no Tnufa. So Mincha Soita, She Tu'una Tnufa. The mincha saita that requires tnufa ain't a din shatuna hagasha. So certainly it's required hagasha. Now the fact that the mincha saita needs tnufa, that's beforish in the Torah. So we know that the mincha saita needs tnufa. So if it needs tnufa, certainly it should require hagasha. So l'chayr, I should know pasha for the kal v'chaymer. I was like, Gemara, no, because mal mincha saita shkein bachitin. You can't learn it from the mincha saita because the mincha saita has a chumra that the mincha saita doesn't have, and that it was bachitin as opposed to the mincha saita that we you know was basairin. But mincha saimer teichiach. L'chayr, mincha saimer should be teichiach because the Minchas Ha'omer also required Hagasha, and the Minchas Ha'omer was also bought Sa'irin. So you see, just because something is brought Sa'irin doesn't mean that there shouldn't be Hagasha. But the man Minchas Ha'omer came to Una Shemen Levayna. Minchas Ha'omer needed Shemen Levayna, as opposed to the Minchas Ha'ita, that's one of the two Karbanas that have no Shemen and no Levayna. But Minchas Ha'ita Techiach, Minchas Ha'ita also didn't have Shemen Levayna and has Hagasha. The Chazar didn't, Leroy Zechariah Zev, Leroy Zechariah Zev. Again, what's Leroy Zechariah Zev? The Minchas Ha'ita and the Minchas Ha'omer are not similar, right? And however, Hatzad Ashava Shabahen, what's the Tzad Ashava? Sheshava le Kmitza. They both are a mincha. They both require Kmitza. The Shavu la Gosha. And the Shavu la Gosha. Nu is Afani Avi Mincha Saite. I'll be married the Mincha Saite. Sheshav Solem le Kmitza, which has Kmitza like them. Tishon la Gosha. It should have Agosha as well. So Taina is the Bright. So why do I need a Reboy? Why do I need a Pasik to be married the Mincha Saite? Lechur, I shall learn the Mincha Saite, Mahatzad, from the Mincha Saite and from the Minchas Ha'omer. The Minchas Ha'ita has a chumra that it's bachitin as opposed to the Minchas Ha'omer, that's true. But the Minchas Ha'omer has a chumra that it's ta'an shema levayna as opposed to the Minchas Ha'ita. So between the tzad ha'shava of these two things, meaning the Minchas Ha'ita is not 100% like the Minchas Ha'ita because it's bought sa'iren, but it's also not. For that, I have Minchas Ha'omer Teichiach. It's not 100% like the Minchas Ha'omer, because the Minchas Ha'omer required Shemen and Levayna, but for that, I have the Minchas Chayte Teichiach. So between the Tzad Hashava of the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Ha'omer, I should be able to be married by the Minchas Chayte. Why then is it that I need a Pasuk? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. It's because the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Ha'omer have something in common, and that is that they were not allowed to be brought Kemach. What did they have to be brought? Soilus. Soilus was more refined than Kemach. Supposed to be that was brought Kemach. Being that it was brought Kemach, you would think it also doesn't have Agasha. It has this unbelievable kula. Kemach is fine. So, for sure, based on that, you would think that maybe it has this kula as well. Talmud Loime Ve'ekriva. That's why Reb Shimon needed his Pasuk Ve'ekriva to be Marba, that the Minchas Soite is going to have Agasha. So, Rav Shimon said that the Minchas Ha'omer needs Hagasha. How do I know that? It says Vehivesa. And the Minchas Soita needs Hagasha. How do I know that? Because it says Vehikrifa. As it relates to the Minchas Ha'omer, there's no cheshbin of what I could have thought, would have thought, should have thought. Just straight up, we have a pasuk, although we'll see the next Gemara. And as it relates to the Minchas Soita, there was a little bit of a schmooze that why do I need a pasuk? Why can I learn it from a mahatzad between the Minchas Soita and the Minchas Ha'omer? And the Gemara said, mahatzad ha'shava, that they both have to be brought soilus. Toimah be Minchas Soita as a school, it can be brought kemach. Therefore, you would have thought that it doesn't require agash. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So this last Gemara that brought the Makar to the Minchas Ha'omer and the Minchas Soita from the Hevesa and the Hekriva respectively was all Reb Shimon talking. It was Reb Shimon Omer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was one of Reb Shimon's greatest Bali Plukt in Shas. He has a different understanding, a different formulation. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it says Vehevesa, it's the Rabbi's Minchas Soita la Hagasha. Vehevesa is coming to be Marba, the Minchas Soita. So Reb Shimon said the Vesa was coming to be marbe the Minchas Ha'omer. It was the Hekriva that was being marbe the Minchas Soita. So Rabbi Yehuda goes, Mamish, Fakert. The Vesa is the Rabbi's Minchas Soita, Lagasha. The Chenu Omer, it says Vehevi as Karbono Aleh. It says the word Vehevi regarding the Minchas Soita, which by the way is a Pella then on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, from the Vesa I learned the Minchas Ha'omer, because it says Vehevi by the Omer. From the Hekriva I learned the Minchas Soita, because it says Vehekriv. If it says Vehevi by the Minchas Soita, just like it says it by the Minchas Ha'omer, so why didn't he just learn it from the same Vehevi? Ayin Rashi, Ayin Tosfos. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Vehevesa is marbe the Minchas Soita. What about the Minchas Ha'omer? Avol Minchas Ha'omer lo tzricha kra. The Minchas Ha'omer does not need a pasuk. The Minchas Ha'omer is something that we can figure out on our own. How so? Why would the minchas ha'imer not need a pasuk? My time, midina kasya. I can learn it from a matzad. What's a matzad? Mat minchas chayte. Here we have another round of this. Madach minchas chayte she'ina tuna tenufa tuna gasha. Madach minchas chayte doesn't have tenufa nizagasha. So minchas ha'imer tuna tenufa ina dincha tuna gasha. So the minchas ha'imer which had no tenufa certainly should require hagasha. Mat minchas chayte shekein ba'chiten. Right, it was bachitin, as opposed to the minchas ha'omer that was brought sa'irin. Abba says the Gemara, minchas ha'ita teichiach. The minchas ha'ita was also brought sa'irin, yet what? It required hagosh. But the man minchas ha'ita, you can't learn it from the minchas ha'ita. You're not going to learn minchas ha'omer from the minchas ha'ita. She came balavara ravain, the maskeres ravaini. Right, that was mevara the oven, whether the ha'ita was innocent or guilty. So you can't learn it from there. The minchas chayte was also not mevarer avoin. At the same time, it had a hagash. Again, what's not roizakiroize? The minchas chayte and the minchas chayte and the minchas soite are not the same, right? Each one has its unique kula and unique chumra. Stating that hatzad ashava shabehem, there is a tzad ashava she came shava the kmitza v'shava lagasha, that they need kmitza as a result they need agasha. Afan yavi minchas ha'omer she shavsa lehem lekmitza tishva lehem lagasha. So lechayra, so too I'll be married with the minchas ha'omer from a mahatzad between the minchas chayte and the minchas soite. What do you tell me? Malam minchas chayte you can't learn from there. Why not? Because it's bachitin minchas chayte teichiach. Malam minchas chayte that it's mevara avoin minchas chayte teichiach. Hatzad hashava is that at the end of the day it requires agasha. So too the minchas chayim is going to require agasha. And Rabbi Yehuda feared eyes umay parches. I don't know any pircha on this. I weet ich kan pircha. So if I don't know a pircha, so good. This is the makarsa. I don't need a pasuk for the minchas chayim. The minchas chayim I know mefurish based on cheshben. Says the Gemara. What's Rav Shimon going to say? Abba Rav Shimon, right? Rav Shimon had a pasuk. He says paruch achi. There is a pircha. Malat tzad hashava shebehen. There's a tzad hashava between the minchas chayte and the minchas soita. Over the minchas ha'omer, and that is shekein mitzuyan. They're both mitzuyan. What does that mean? They're both mitzuyan. So these are things that can happen several times over the course of the year. The minchas ha'omer can happen one time a year. Tez Zayin Nisan. It's a mitzvah esesh as mangaroma. That's the only time it was done. As opposed to the minchas chayte, that can happen ma'isim b'chol yayim. The minchas chayte, rachmano litzlan, could also be something that often happens. So being that these are things that are mitzuyin, so they're mitzuyin, so maybe over there there's a din agash, as opposed to that's not mitzuyin. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say? This is a gishmak. He says, adirabba, ha mitzuyin tvei, because ham zimnen doloi mishkachas lo klal. I think this is more mitzuyin. This happens, this is on the calendar. You look at your calendar, you have it. You don't look at your calendar and say, we have to bring a minchas chayte, right? No such thing. This is something that you literally book in advance. So this to me is more mitzuyin. This is really a fundamental question, right? How do you define Shchiach? How do you define matzoi? Right, matzoyin is milosh and matzoi. How do you define matzoi? Is it based on the potential of something being able to happen a lot, even if maybe it's for sure never going to happen, or maybe the other side, if I know something's for sure going to happen even only once, and it can happen more than once, but it's for sure going to happen once, maybe that makes it more matzoi, right? We always talk about reiv ha'echos versus reiv ha'kamos. This is different. This is not quality versus quantity, maybe, but the bottom line is, if something for sure is going to happen once versus something that's not for sure going to happen even once but may happen multiple times, which is the thing that's more matzli, that's at the core, that's at the heart of this machloikis over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So the bottom line is, what's the sikum on the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon before we go right in the braisa? And that is Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon says, vehi vesas l'rabbis minchas ha'omer. Because it says the word vehivesim by the omer, and vehikriv is coming to be married with the minchas soita, because it says vehikriv by the soita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, vehivesa is not coming to be married with the minchas omer, it's coming to be married with the minchas soita, because it says vehivi by the minchas soita. And in terms of the minchas omer, you don't need a pasuk for the minchas omer. The minchas omer is so pashit. I learned from a tzad hashava, between the minchas choite and the minchas soita, the my parches. I don't have any percha. What did Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon held was very much a percha. And being that Rabbi Shimon held that there was very much a pircha, so that's for that reason, Rabbi Shimon said that you need a pasuk to be marba the minchas ha'omer. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is ve'vesim. It's interesting, I think, just as a nuance in the braisa, and that is, Rabbi Shimon said his halacha regarding the minchas ha'omer, the minchas soita, right? Ve'ves is the minchas ha'omer, and ve'hekriv is the minchas soita. And then he spoke out, why do I need a pasuk for the minchas soita? Why can't I learn it out from a tzad hashava? And he went through the whole exercise, and he flicked. He said, no, at the end of the day, you can't learn it from the tzad hashava. Regarding the minchas ha'omer, he never even addressed the exercise. Right? Till now, we're addressing it all over the place. We had it by the minchas chayte, and now we had it Rav Shimon had it by the Minchas Soita, but he didn't even mention it by the Minchas Omer. Rav Yehuda is like 180 degrees. Rav Yehuda holds, I hold that's the one time that it actually works, Lamaisa. So Rav Shimon felt he didn't even have to address it, whereas in Rav Yehuda's world, no, this is the way it is. Rav Shimon, just to bring it out, is addressing Mahatzah by Minchas Soita, but not by Minchas Omer. Rav Yehuda holds that Lefiya MS, I need the pasuk by the Minchas Soita, but I don't even need the pasuk by the Minchas Omer. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ma'atzad works 100%, and according to Reb Shimon, you don't even have to address it. It's not even worth mentioning, ad kidei kach, that's how mufrich that Ma'atzad is. But either way, moving back to the Braises, these next several lines are actually a little bit of a respite from the intensity of the Braises, and that is, so we said that from the word vehevesa, we're marba one of the menachas, right? According to Reb Shimon, we're marba the Minchas Omer, and according to Reb Yehuda, we're marba the Minchas Soita. Says the Braisa, maybe we shouldn't be marba any other menaches from the word vevesa. Maybe vevesa is coming to teach me something else. Meaning it sounds like the word vevesa is extra. Hence, Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda's drashas respectively. But Tainus is the Gemara, how do I know that the punchline of vevesa is a chiddush in Hilchas Agasha? Maybe vevesa is coming to teach me, you can bring. We're talking about the five different types of minchas nadav. It's going to Rav Shimon at six, right? Mechza, chalis, mechza, rikikin. Maybe Veves is coming to say that anything you want to bring, even sa'irin, for example, as we'll see in the Braisa, maybe we're coming to say that if a Yachid wants to be menadev, a mincha of Sa'irin, maybe that's something he should be able to do. Vidinu, and there's a makar to say this. Why? Tzibur, maybe mincha menachitin chayva, or maybe mincha menach Sa'irin chayva. Right, the Tzibur sometimes brings chitin, most times, and sometimes he brings Sa'irin. Right, when does he bring Sa'irin chayva? The Tzibur, you have the Minchas Omer. Is af yachid she mevi mincha menachit in nedava, yavi mincha menasoir in nedava. Maybe that's what Veis is coming to teach me. So how do I know, it's a kash on Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. How do I know that Veis is coming to be marba, a mincha the hagasha? Maybe it's coming to be mechadish, a new type of minchas nedava. Talmud loy mar eila, ainli elo eila. It says Veis has a mincha she yase me eila. Eila teaches me there's nothing else. Ayeno imer eila, elo lo imer areo lai mincha she mevi cham nishtan. Maybe when it says eila is coming to teach me something else. Maybe it's coming to say that if somebody says Harei Olai Mincha, you have to bring the Minchas Soilas, Minchas Machvas, Minchas Marcheshes, and the two types of Minchas Ma'afetan. Or maybe that's what Eila is coming to teach me. Maybe Eila is not coming to exclude, but maybe Fakir, maybe it's coming to be Marba, it's coming to include, and it's coming to say that every time you say Harei Olai, you would have to bring all five. Talmud Loimar, it says Mei Eila. And from Mei Eila, I learn Rotza Achas maybe, Rotza Chamishta maybe. Mei Eila for sure is coming to exclude. And that's coming to be Memayet, that if you want to bring one, you can bring one. So what then is Vevesa coming to say? So Eila then can't be coming to tell me that if you say Harei Olai Mincha, you're going to have to bring all five, because May Eila already told me not that way. So if that's the case, so I can learn from the word Eila to teach me that it's only these five. It's nothing other than these five. And if it's for that reason, if that's the case, Vevesa can't be Marba Minchas Nedava of Sa'irin. What then is it Marba? Something Lahagasha? What? According to Rav Shimon, it's going to be the Minchas Omer. And according to Rav Yehuda, it's going to be the Minchas Saita. We're not done yet. Rav Shimon said, Es HaMincha L'Rabbi Shar Menachas. Es HaMincha's coming to be Marba Shar Menachas. Kigoin, Minchas Nachrin, Minchas Nashim Lahagasha. This is where Rashi says that this Rav Shimon is really the first drasha that we had in this braisa. Es HaMincha is referring to the Minchas Chayteh. It's Reb Shimon. It's the same drasha. It's not a machloikis. Even though Reb Shimon is arguing with Reb Yehuda in the braisa, this Reb Shimon is the opening line of the braisa. And what do you see mefurish? Es HaMincha is not l'rabbi's Minchas Chayteh. It's l'rabbi's Minchas Nachr, Minchas Nachr. Right, that's what he's being moisef l'chayr. But it's the same shita as the original shita. And it's from here you see that it's Minchas Chayteh and Minchas Nachrim and Minchas Nashim. We mentioned that twice on the bottom of Samach Amar Aleph, right, gets involved in this. What Tosef over there discusses is it also Minchas Kayhanim and Minchas Kayhanim Mashiach? Tosef stood still, but one side he says yeah. So if you go with that one side and Tosef, for our purposes, I think that's a smart choice. So basically, what would then emerge is that from S HaMincha, I know Minchas Chayteh, that was the opening line of the Braisa, and I know from Reb Shimon's Haysafet to that, Rashi says it's all the same Shita, so I know also Minchas Nachrim, Minchas Nashim, and I know from Tosef on the bottom, Samach Amar Aleph, on one side, that it's also Minchas. Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyanim Mashiach. The bottom line is, that's how I know all of those five. By the way, why would Reb Shimon himself not have been Marba from Esa Mincha, Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyanim Mashiach? It's Reb Shimon Lishitasai. Because Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said that Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyanim Mashiach actually don't have a Gosher, right? So that's what Tosfos is discussing over there. Reb Shimon doesn't mention Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyanim Mashiach. So Tosfos, that's Reb Shimon Lishitasai. Because Reb Shimon Lishitasai holds that the Taka is no din over there. But either way, moving along, says Reb Shimon Vayter, Yochel Shani Marba Avshtei Alechem Alechem Aponim. So we marba so many things, right? Think about it. We will marba the five that are mafurish in the Torah, the five that are mentioned in Vayikra Perek Beis. We will marba already the other five. We will marba the Minchas Koyanim, the Minchas Koyim Mashiach, with the exception of Shitas Reb Shimon, who holds not, but as far as the Chachamim go, plus the Minchas Nachim, Minchas Nashim, and Minchas Chayte. We will also marba the Minchas Sa'im and the Minchas Chayte. So we will marba a ton. Okay, so at this point, you know, sounds like everyone's invited to the party. So why would you stop here? Yochel Shani marba avshtei alechem alechem aponim. Talmud loymar. As much as you have all these ribuyim over here, it says Mei Eila. And Mei Eila, it's in Tzveitamol in today's Braisa. Mei Eila is Memaetz. It says, no, the shtei alechem alechem aponim are out. What's the kasha? The kasha is like this. The kasha is, I have a general ribuy of Esa Mincha. That was Marba 5 Menachas. I have a general miyut of Me'ela. That's Memayit something. So how do you know what to be married, not to be married? Now, to be clear, Mincha Sa'imer and Mincha Sa'ite had very specific ribuyim, right? But as it relates to the general Esa Mincha, which is Marba, and Me'ela, that's Memayit, Freit the Braisa Marba, Esla Rabba Shamir Nachis, Ulohitz Ishtei Alechav Alechem Aponim. So, the Braisa, I'll tell you what, Marba, Nishar Menachis, Ami, Marba Shamir Nachis, Sheish Mehen Le'isha. It's because they all have a chiluk that goes on the Mizbeach. Umoitzan Ishnei Alechav Alechem Aponim, as opposed to that don't have any chelik that go to Ishim. And it's for that reason I'm going to be Mayatos. In other words, where does it say the parish of Agosh? It says about the Minchas Nadav. The Minchas Nadav has a chelik, the kaimitz that went on the Mizbeach. So it makes sense that if I'm going to be Mayar, but Esa Mincha, it should be doimed to the Minchas Nadav. And the Minchas Nadav went to Ishim. So Mela, this is going to have to be something that goes to Ishim. Lechem Aponim, Shtei Alechem didn't go to Ishim. That's why it's Nismite. Okay. Following Minchas Nesachim, right? Minchas Nesachim, which is Kula li'ishim yochel yehei to'una hagash. And Michas HaSachim had a chelik that went li'ishim. In fact, it went kula li'ishim. So Michas HaSachim should be included. Now, Michas HaSachim is the third mincha that doesn't have hagash. It was the Shtei Alechem Lechem Aponim, and it was the Michas HaSachim. So why is the Michas HaSachim excluded? And it can't be because it doesn't have a chelik that goes li'ishim, because it did go li'ishim. Talmud loy maritz nes vehikriva. Vehikriva is a mit. Faith the Gemara. Va'afikte vehi. Right? Didn't we use already vehikriva? What did we use vehikriva for? L'rabbis, right? What was it? Marba. It was Marba Minchas Saita. Ali b'Rav Shimon, right? This is Rav Shimon talking. So Rav Shimon already used the Hikriva to be Marba the Minchas Saita. So how could he use it now to be Mamai the Minchas Nesachin? And for the Gemara, the Hikriva. It could have said the Hikriva, it says the Hikriva. And because of that, I have two halachas. Number one, I have a ribuy. V'hikriv, and I have a miyut v'hikriva. I'm marba the minchas soita, and I'm memayit the minchas nesachim. Says the Gemara, mar ro'is l'rabbi shar menachas u'lohitzi minchas nesachim. Meicha teisi, that's what I should be memayit from the hikriva. And this kasha is really the same as the previous kasha. V'hikriva is a miyut. It doesn't say no minchas nesachim. It says be memayit something. So I have Esa Mincha to be Marb. I have Me'ela to be Mamayit. Now I have the Kriva also to be Mamayit. But Mechatesi to be Mamayit, Minchas Hasachin. Maybe be Mamayit something else. Right? Mechatesi. Maybe you should be Marba Minchas Hasachin. Be Mamayit Minchas Chayta. But Mechatesi. Uma Ros, the Rabbi Shar Menachis, Ulahoitzi Minchas Hasachin. Again, if the Kriva was talking to the Minchas Hasachin, so that's why it would be Mamayit. Right? The Ribuy of the Hikriv, just to bring out the point, is talking to the Minchas Chayta. That's why I know to be Marba the Minchas Chayta. But the Miyot of the Kriva is not talking to the Minchas Nesachim. So if that's the case, Mechatesa, that's why Mechatesa should be Mechatesa something else and be Marbidus. So the Braisa, Marba Nishar Menachis, a boys Beklal Atzma. No. All other Menachis that we will Marba are boys Beklal Atzma. They come on their own. Just like the Minchas Adava comes on its own. Umbaitsnani Minchas Nesachim, I'm giving you a Mechatesa, Minchas Nesachim, in a Baba Klal Atzma, which doesn't come on its own. So being that the Minchas Nesachim didn't come on its own, so it's for that reason it's dissimilar to the other menachas, and that's why it's excluded. So the Brayse Vayta, Valu Minchas Koyin and Minchas Koyin Moshiach, Boyus Biklal Atzman, they were Ba Biklal Atzman, right? Minchas Chavitin came on its own, a regular Minchas Adav of a Koyin came on its own, so Yochi Utunas Hagasha, I would think it needs Hagasha, Talmud Loimer Vihigisha, Vihigisha is Memai. By the way, this is Rav Shimon talking, right? So Rav Shimon is the one that holds that there's no Hagasha by the Minchas Koyin and the Minchas Koyin Moshiach. So Zok there, because it says Vihigisha, Vihigisha, I'm your boy, Leva Gufa, Shetuna Hagasha, right? First of all, the word v'higisha, for sure, you can't be v'higisha. How could it not say v'higisha? If it didn't say v'higisha, you wouldn't know about Tagosh. The only time it says v'higisha is right there. So I need the word v'higisha. V'higish, v'higisha. V'higish could have taught me the ikra halacha. V'higisha, but the mapik, hey, that's coming already to be made. So, again, so I have this general miyut of Hagosh v'higisha, and what do I use it to be memayit? I use it to be memayit in minchas koyanim and the minchas koyim mashiach. Says the Rab Shimon Umar Rois leRabbi Shar Menachos ulahitzim minchas koyanim and minchas koyim mashiach. Mechatesi, maybe be mar but the minchas koyim mashiach, and maybe from esa mincha and be memayit something else. Zok the Brisa, and this Brisa we'll see. The answer could have been very straightforward, but it's a little bit of a sikum type of answer. Mar bani Shar Menachos, amar but the Shar Menachos sheyesh mehen li. Ishin. That's why you weren't memayet from Me'ela. Ubois Biglal Atzman. That's why we weren't memayet from the Hikriva. The Eishmehen L'Kayhanim. Additionally, there's a chelik of it that goes to the Kayhanim. Umoitziatni Shtei Halecha V'lechem Aponim She'emehen L'Ishin. That was Nesmayet from Me'ela. Uminchas Nesachim She'edabah Biglal Atzman. That's why it was Nesmayet from the Hikriva. Uminchas Koyinim Uminchas Koyim Mashiach. This is the punchline. That's the Dovish and the Schadish right now. She'emehen L'Kayhanim. Because there was no chelik of it that went to the Kayhanim. And being that there was no chelik that went to the Kayhanim, it was Kulay Kol, it went in Gansan on the Mizbech. It's for that reason that too is going to be excluded. Let's just finish the Braisa. Veherim. It says Veherim, right? The next pasuk, right after the Avodah Vagosha, Veherim Akoyim and Aminchas Askarasa Vehikdra Mizbecha Ishereach Nechayach Lashem. Yochab, clear, you would have thought that the Veherim should be with a Keli, right? When it says Veherim, lift up the chelik that's going on the mizbeach, v'hikter ha-mizbecha, you would think, do it with the kli, tamad loyma v'herim mimenu b'kumtzai. And it says somewhere else, v'herim mimenu b'kumtzai, ma'ah ramah ha'amr la'alam b'kumtzai, just like over there, it's in his hand, right, b'kumtzai means with the k'mitza, af ha'ramah amr kam b'kumtzai, so to hear, when the Torah mentions the avoid of k'mitza, it means b'kumtzai, yeah, as well. But the bottom line is, this was a brice, if there's ever been one, started on the bottom of Samach Amar Aleph, it ended on the top of Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, mamish, an amr and a half of Braisa. What was the mission statement of this Braisa? Right, every Braisa has a mission statement. What's the mission statement? What's the objective? What are we trying to accomplish with this Braisa? We're trying to figure out why the menachas that require Hagasha require Hagasha, and why the menachas that don't require Hagasha don't require Hagasha. Right, which menachas require Hagasha? So it's the five Minchas Nedavas plus Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyim Mashiach, Minchas Nachrim, Minchas Nashim, and Minchas Choyte, Minchas Ha'emer and the Minchas Soita. Which ones do not require Hagasha? Lechem Aponim, Shtei Halechem, the Minchas Nesachim, and according to Reb Shimon, also the Minchas Koyanim and the Minchas Koyim Moshiach. So what's the bottom line? What's the shortest sikum imaginable? The five Minchas Nadava that I mentioned before is in the Torah, in the parish of Hagasha, that's obvious. Ve'evesa es ha-mincha she'yosem me'ela l'Hashem. So that's easy. It says es ha-mincha, es is l'rabbis, and from there with marba, another five, or according to Reb Shimon, another three, but from there with marba, the Minchas Chayte, like it said Mefurish in the Braisa, the Minchas Nachrim and the Minchas Nashim, like it said Mefurish in the Reb Shimon part of the Braisa, and the Minchas Kan, Minchas Kan Mashiach, at least according to one side, and Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Samech Amud Aleph. How do you know the Minchas Ha'omer and the Minchas Soita? That's Machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, the Eves is marba the Minchas Ha'omer and the Hekriv is marba the Minchas Soita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Eves is marba the Minchas Soita and the Hekriv is Leitzarachra, that I know from the Ma'atzad. That's the only Ma'atzad that was left standing after all the Ma'atzads that we went through in today's daf. How do I know that the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, and the Minchas Nesachim and the Michas Koyan and Michas Koyan Mashiach, according to Reb Shimon, are excluded? It's because there's a lot of exclusionary words in the parish of the Mincha as well. Me'ela is exclusionary, Vehikriva is exclusionary, and Vehigisha is exclusionary. Me'ela, everyone agrees, is Memayit Shtei Alechem Lechem Aponim. The Hekriva, everyone agrees, is Mema'it to Minchas Nesachin, and Rav Shimon, who's also Mema'it, Minchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, he's Mema'it them for Higisha. How do you know what to be Marba and what to be Mema'it? Because really, with the exception of the Heves of Hekriva, everything else was general. Es HaMinchas LaRabbos, Me'ele, is a mi'at. The Hekriva is a mi'at. The Higisha is a mi'at. So that the Gemara said that we try to be marba all the things that are the most similar to the Minchas Nedava, which is the Ikar Parsha in the Torah that talks about the Avodah Vagasha. What's unique? What's unique is, number one, there's a chelik that one of them is be'ach. Additionally, what's unique is that it's Baba Glal Atzmai, and according to Reb Shimon, you know what else is unique? What else is unique is a chelik that was Nachal L'Kayhanim. There's a chelik, there's a shirayim that was Nita L'Kayhanim. As opposed to Minchas Kayhanim, Minchas Kayhanim Mashiach, that didn't have that. Exhale. So as it relates to raid, I mean, the truth is, I think today's daf was the raid, but at the same time, it's shloishim yom kaidim l'chag, and we're also shtikl bal chayiv on some raid. So going back to what we spoke about two dafn ago, and that is the inyan of kala menachos ba'is matzah, which we said, according to some rishonim, is very much related to the inyan that on Pesach we have a mitzvah to eat matzah and we're very much prohibited from eating chametz. We said that really in order to fully appreciate the connection between kol benachis bayis matzah and the avodah of chametz and matzah on Pesach, we have to have a better understanding of the avodah of chametz and matzah. And in the first Rebbeit, we went through understanding a little bit better matzah zushanu oichlan al shumma. I think that for today's shir, we should shift a little bit and discuss chametzu she'ein anu oichlin al shumma. Why is it that a yid is not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach? So if you ask the man on the street, why not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach? What's he going to say? You might actually stump him a little bit because it's not mefurish and agada, right? Pesach, matzu, maror, that we know. That's mitzvah srichas kavana, it's a mitzvah saseh. A loisa say is not the Indian of mitzvah shichas kavana, right? So you're not mechavin not to eat chametz. Why is it that you're not allowed to eat chametz? I think the pashit pshat is, it's part and parcel. It's the flip side of the same coin of why you're supposed to eat matzah. You're supposed to eat matzah on Pesach, and that's matzah zushanu oichlin al shumma. That we know what the reason is. It's because the Yidden didn't have a chance to allow the dough to rise because they were forced to leave Mitzrayim so quickly. And it's because of that that we eat matzah. And part and parcel of making this very strong zecher to that inyan and of matzah is we say not only should you eat a kazayas of matzah, you're not going to eat chametz u-matzah, halayla zeh matzah, kulay matzah. You're only going to eat matzah. And the inyan is because we want to enforce the zecher of matzah. So really, the iser chametz, what, it's a zecher for something specific? Yeah, it's a zecher for the matzah. So part and parcel of the matzah zusha anu oichlan al shumma is this inyan of also not eating chametz. I think that's the poshib shat. The emes is, if you think about the Issa Chametz, it's mamish a davar pella. It's a davar pella. Think about how chamer Chametz on Pesach is. For starters, Chametz on Pesach is a loisase, right? Now let's eat Chametz on Pesach. If somebody eats Chametz on Pesach, he's chayiv kares. Not only are you not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession on Pesach. By the way, not only are you not allowed to have chametz in your possession on Pesach, if someone does, he's over two laven, right? There's a chaymer of two laven. Tosfos and the Rishonim always discuss, asei is doicha lois asei. Can asei be doicha two laven? It's a shmuz. Two laven is more serious than only one lav. You have the lav by your matzeh. On top of that, there's also an asei, the asei of tashbisu. So think about how many yichu, in every miyuchis to gesugya, chametz gets a shout out, right? It's in the sugya of asei being doicha to lavin. It's in the sugya of en asei doicha lois asei vasei. It's in the sugya of karis, right? It has mamish, every yichas you can have, this has, right? Think about how chomer it is. It's an incredible, incredible thing. On top of that, the Rabbanon went, and the Rabbanon were even moisef. The Rabbanon said that chametz is asabahana. Not only is chametz asabahana, chametz sha'avar all of a Pesach is asabahana. Right? It's August now. Yeah, but the You had scotch sitting in your house and you didn't sell it, you're not allowed to make a l'chaim with that now in Shabbos Nachmo. It's chametz shalav ala Pesach. That's something that's going to be azabana. In the world of bittel, when you have a taruvos of chametz and a davar amoter, chametz we know is b'mashahu. So if you think about it, it's almost irrationally prohibitive. And it's very, very tzarech beer. What's the reason for this? Why would chametz be so, so chamer? You know who discusses this shayla? The Radvaz. The Radvaz. In Shayla Tshuva's Radvaz, in Tshuva, there's a lot of Tshuvas from the Radvaz Kiyadua, Tuf Kuf Ayin Zayin. This is 977. The Radvaz was asked this question. Someone asked him, Ma nishtana chametz bepesach mikol yisurim shebetayra? Why is it that chametz and Pesach is so different than all the other Yisurei Torah? And he went on and mentioned everything that we just spoke at and more, by the way. The fact that in order not to be everybody rabbi yimatzei, so you're supposed to do bittel chametz and hamevatel, tzarech sheyivtoi, right? It's mind-boggling the amount of things that we do. And the Radvaz goes through and he explains the shayla of the shayla very nicely and he tells him there's zero precedent for this. Not only is there no precedent, he says even avoyde zara, where it says v'lo yidbak biyotcha me'uma min acherim, which avoyde zara is shokel kinei. It is not as chomer to have an avodah zarah sandwich in your refrigerator as it is to have chametz bepesach. And it's a pella. And the shayla asks the Radvaz, and itakeh no havana. And the Radvaz says, I have two mahalchim how I can answer this question. The first mahalach, which he spends the majority of the tshuva discussing, is a mahalach that at the end of the day he says, I don't prefer, because I feel it has holes in it. So as a result, ayin sham. Take a look at Tshuva's Radvaz, Tshuva 977. But then the Radvaz says, I'm going to tell you the pshat that I think is the pshat. And that is, I'm relying on what Chazal said in the Medrash. Ki chametz bepesach, chametz on Pesach, remez li Yetzahara. It's a remez to the Yetzahara. Vu sa'or shebi'isa. It is the proverbial sa'ar shebi'isa, the sourdough of the dough. V'lochein, it's for that reason, kolei garish yigarish oisei adam e'olav. The person has to make sure that he's going to get rid of it from himself. V'yichapes ala b'chol machbu ois machshav oisav. And he has to la'oiraner search every crevice of his machshav ois. V'afilu kol shuhu loibatol. And you have to make sure that you eradicate it completely and you don't even leave over a kol shu. V'areza emes v'nochein v'anirel en yastaita kasavdi. What I'm telling you now is emes v'nochein. So says the Radvaz, I was misspoiling in the Issa Chametz. The fact they're not allowed to eat it, and if you eat it, you chayiv karis, and you can't even have it in your Rishos, and if you do, you're over two lavin, and an assay, and the fact that it's Asa Bahana, and even Chametz Sha'arva, all of our Pesach is Asa Bahana, and the fact that even if you mevatel it, you're not over by your Rabbi Yamatzin Tashbisu, but I feel you have to do a Bedika, and even if you have a Mashu left over in a Taruvois, I feel the Elefloy bottle, said I was misboining, and the only rationale, the only explanation I can come up with is that the chametz in the Pesach is the Sar Shebe Issa, and it's for that reason you have to get rid of it, you have to eradicate every trace of it. And if Rachmana Litzlan, there's one trace, you never know what that can ultimately lead to, and it's for that reason afilu amashu, you have to have a perfect clean bill of health. Because if there's a little bit there, that in of itself could be very, very dangerous. Now what's this medrash that the Radvaz is referring to? So the medrash that he's referring to is a Zohar HaKadosh. It's in Rai Mehemna. It's in Parshas Boy on Daf Mem Amud Beis. So the Rai Mehemna goes through all the different Isurim that you have on Pesach. Vayisa ames betzekoi terem yechmatz. Zokte Rai Mehemna, pikuda do levar chametz. This pasuk is teaching us the mitzvah to do beer chametz. And he goes on to explain, I'm skipping a little bit, because we know the Chaverim said on the Pasuk, Sar lo yimatze bevateichem, v'rozo ikimno ben chametz u'matza de kamaduchti, that the chilik you always find between chametz and matza is do yetzera v'do yetzataif. that the matzah is the Yetzer Toiv and the chametz is the Yetzer Ra. So Sar lo yimotzeh bevateichem and vayisa ames b'tzeke terem yachmatz and the isa deiraisa by Rabbi yimotzeh and the mitzvah the rabbanon of bedikas chametz is all related to the inyan that the chametz is the Yetzer Hara. And it's for that reason, on Pesach, you have to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. This is the Medrash that the Rav Vaz was referring to. And he says, Al kenani soimich al divi razal b'medrashas. This must be what's going on over here, and this must be why it's so chamer, the inyan of chametz on Pesach. Now, the truth is, the fact that the Yetzer Hara is referred to as the Sar Shabisa, everybody knows that. Where do you think the term Sar Shabisa comes from? Right, it comes from that inyan. It's a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav, Alexandri basa de matzli omar hachi. When he would finish davening, he would say the following tefillah: Ribay noy lomnin, goli viyadul afanecha, sheritzoinenu lasis ritzoincha. Umi ma'akev sa'or shebi'isa v'shibud malchiyoy. See, he rotzim ulfanecha shetatzilenu miyodam v'noshav lasis chukri tzenecha v'lev shalom. So Alexander used to say a tefillah, and he would say that, Eibush, you know how badly you didn't want to serve you. But you know what gets in the way? The Sar Shabi'isa gets in the way. Who's the Sar Shabi'isa? It's the Yetzer Hara, Zakrashi. So you see already, Rabbi Alexandri referred to the Yetzer Hara as the Sar Shabi'isa. It's Mefurish and Zayir HaKadosh, that's the Inyan of Bir Chametz, a Bittul Chametz. And it's for that reason, Zokter Advaz, it's the only way I can make sense of this Inyan. Truth is, I saw that Bar Benel, off and art, here in Parshas Boy, he says, why is Chametz so serious? Why is it so Chamer? That Bar Benel, the ultimate Pashtun. A Bar Benel, who learns Pshutei Shal Mikra, right? We know this from the Chumash Yerim, Shain Einmal. Bar Benel learns exactly like the Radvaz. He says the Pshat has to be because the Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara and there's an Avoid of the Yid on Pesach. He has to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. Now, the truth is, you have to think about this for 1 second. On Pesach, there's an Avoid of getting rid. That's what the whole Chametz business is. Right? This is what this is all about. And this is what it's about. Yeah, it's a Sheikh is to Matzah, but come on, it doesn't explain it. How could chametz be so much more chametz than matzah if chametz is like a sif cotton in matzah, right? The Teretz is, no, chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, and on Pesach there's an avodah of getting rid of the Sar Shabi'isa, eradicating every little trace, because any little Yetzer Hara that a person has in his machshav even could, rachmana litzlan, one day become a very, very big problem. What does it have to do with Pesach? What does it have to do with Pesach? Pesach is man cheruseinu. I would think that this is an elul digavoida. I would think that this is something you do me'rashana, aseres me'tshuva, zicha yom kippur. Right? I would think yom kippur, don't eat chametz. That sounds like a good idea, right? Thou shalt not eat chametz on yom kippur. That would make a lot of sense. Because on yom kippur, don't even have it in your house. Bal yeroh, bal yemotze. Right? That's what you would think would be a perfect inyan. Because it's a zman of tshuva, and in the zman of tshuva, you have to fight yom. That's what tshuva is. So you have to have charat alava and kabbalah lasid. So what you should do is you should take an oira there. You should be baidik b'chayri stokin, and this is going to be ma'ira you very, very much to understand b'pnimius what you're really trying to do. And by you going ahead and by you doing that like this, you're going to be able to get rid of the Yetzer. What's the shaykhis? What's pashup shat? What's pashup shat? What's the correlation? What's the connection between this avoida and with the avoida of Pesach? And again, you know, sometimes you learn a medrash, you learn a chazal, okay, this is alpi remez, alpi soid, maybe it doesn't have to be so matir with the parsha pshat. But Rav Vaz is telling you, this is the only way I could learn the parsha. I have no understanding of the chaymer of chametz, unless you tell me the chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, and by us getting rid of chametz, we're somehow internalizing b'pnimius this idea that we're getting rid of our Yetzer Hara. And the Abar Benel said the same exact thing. So if you have two 16th century goyim that are telling you the same exact thing, and that's saying this is the only way we can give Zach an Eitzah with the parish of Chametz, that means there has to be something very, very strongly correlating this Avoid and Pesach. Because I don't think there's anything that screams Pesach from the rooftops more than Chametz, or the lack thereof. So what exactly is the connection? And there has to be a Pasht answer to this. If the answer is not Pasht, you're wrong. You can't come up with a pilpul. You can't tell me a Chakira. It has to be a Pasht answer. But I think the answer is Pashit. I think it's so Pashit that that's why we overlook it a little bit. And that is, before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they brought a Karban Pesach. Why did they bring the Karban Pesach? The Pasuk says, Mishchu k'chulachem tzayin. When we learned the Chumash in Parshas Bo, we spoke about the Rambam in the Bo'ira, and you know, some interesting Egyptology raid about how the Egyptians were notorious over the Avodah Zarah, and one of the primary Avodah Zarahs that they used to worship was Mazel Tleh, the constellation of Nisan, which is the Tleh. And it's for that reason the Yidden were told, take their Avodah Zarah and shecht it, slaughter it, and give it up to who? To the real creator of the world, give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were told, listen, Chevra, we're leaving. We're going to go away from 430, 400, 210, 116, 86. You're getting rid of that whole terrible, traumatic chapter in your lives. But before you leave, you need to detach yourself from the culture of the Egyptians. That was the Karban Pesach. And it started with taking the carbon on the 10th day, and they had to do beaker for 4 days. It was a tremendous avodah. But before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they needed to detach themselves on some level from the culture of Mitzrayim. And that meant Mishchu Yetchem Me'avodah Zarah. And then afterwards, Ukchu Lachem Tzayin Shal Mitzvah. That was the avodah of the Karban Pesach. It would seem that the Avodah of Chametz is very much related to the Avodah of the Karban Pesach. The Yidden were told, you're going to leave, but in order for you to leave, you have to attach yourself from the Avodah Zarah, Beseder. And that's going to be done with this one incredible Pa'ula. And that is take the Avodah Zarah, the Egyptians, a suicide mission, and bring it as a carbon, literally, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in addition to that, every single person was told that he has to go ahead, he has to be mevar the chametz from his house, which meant don't have any chametz inside your neshama. Take the chametz out of your guf, out of your machshava. That's part and parcel of the avodah. This is not some gishmaka inyan that you find in Sfurim HaKdoshim that relate to the Yontav HaPe. No, the Yidden left Mitzrayim after they brought the Karban Pesach, because the first thing they had to do was Mishchu Kulachem Tzayin. So they had to first detach themselves from the Avodah Zarah. Part and parcel of detaching themselves from the Avodah Zarah, part of this Avodah was to go not just to the symptom, go to the source. Right, the Avodah Zarah is the symptom. What's the source of these problems? It's all the Sar Shabisa, Mi Ma'akiv, the Sar Shabisa. So if you can get rid of the Taiva comes from the Yetzara. So if you get rid of the Yetzara, you knock out the Taiva, the Gaiva, the Kin, everything goes along with it, right? So what they were told was, is you have to go to the Shoresh. And that's why every year Pesach, when the Avodah Chazetz Chibur again, Mishchu Yetchem Avodah Zarah, get rid of the Avodah Zarah and understand Emuna, understand Bitochen, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Avodah is, we go, we get rid of the Chametz because we understand that the Chametz represents the Sar Shebi Isa, and being that the Chametz represents the Sar Shebi Isa, that's the Avodah of the Yidden on Pesach. This is not some Agav de Gezach. Think about what the Yidden did when they left Mitzrayim. First they got rid of the Avodah Zarah and then they left Mitzrayim. That's what we need to do. That's what it means to prepare for Pesach. Prepare for Pesach means Mishchu Yetchem. It means what? Just make sure you don't have a crumb in your house? Yeah, that's what it means in the Olam HaMaisa. But let's be honest, if somebody figures out a way to get rid of every crumb, but he never thought about the Sar Shebi Isa was licked him in the neshama. According to the Radvaz, according to the Barbanel, he missed the whole Sfina. He mamish missed the whole point. He missed the whole point. Rachman al Tzlan. It's very hard to prepare for Pesach. And again, we have to do it. These are mitzvahs. But at the same time, you got a lot of schar for doing it. But in terms of the Sheirish HaMitzvah, understanding the Pnimius of the Mitzvah, Zokt Radvaz, Zokt Abarbanel, this is the Pashim Shav. I have no other way. So again, when you hear the Sar Shebi Isa the next time, it's not masses. It's not Chassidus HaTorah. It's not Tzfur Makdoshim. This is Pashim Shav in the Mitzvah, Zokt Radvaz, Zokt Abarbanel. I just want to be Messiah with a Marim Mokim Nefla that I found. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. I found this in the Haggadah from the Chida. So the Chida wrote a Haggadah that's called Simchas HaRegel. And in the beginning of the Haggadah, as a Hakdama, he has what he refers to as Gimel Limudim. He says these three Limudim, three Musr Zachin that you could take out of the Leila Seder. And he writes, Kedarka, a beautiful pilpul on these three Limudim that you could take out. The first limud is related to kol chamira de ikir b'shusi, the chazisi or the loy chazisi, the v'arte or the loy v'arte, lift of lahavak afra da'ara. He talks about the Indian of bir chametz. And he says as follows. He says, v'kvar nishal haradvazal b'tshuvoysav ha'nitfasayis chadoshis me'ata ba'ashkin ha'asimin tof tof kufayin da'avav. He says, Radvaz was already asked such an obvious question. He was asked that, I don't understand, why is chametz on Pesach so chamer? Ma nishtanu chametz b'Pesach mishari surim shabbataira? Karis, you can't even have it. Tulavin, an asay, Asa Bahana, Chamish Avalava Pesach is even Asa Bahana. It's B'mashu. You have to do bitli, you have to do Bedika. And the Chida brings the Mahalacha, the Ratvaz. He said, that Pshad is Al Kenan Yisoymech, Al Divrei Razal B'Midrashis. And that is that the Chametz represents the Sar Shab Issa. And when you understand that it represents, the Sar Shab Issa represents the Yetzahara, you know how serious it is if a person has a little bit of Yetzahara inside of him? You have to get rid of it. Chalila, you can't have a dot of Yetzahara. So you're right. If you think of it, of Chametz as a crumb, then I hear it. This feels a little, right? Maybe we're overdoing it a little bit. Like we're overplaying our hand. It's the Yetzahara. A little bit of Yetzahara in the machshava and a mensch, Rachmanos, like a take the whole person down. One day that Yetzahara can creep up and it's over. So that's a very, the Mishnah says, right? The Yetzahara is very, very dangerous. And that's why when you fight the Yetzahara, it's b'mashu. You did bittel? I don't care. You better do bedika too. It's in a taruvus? What do you mean it's in a taruvus? I don't care if it's in a taruvus. That mashu can always come and rear its ugly head. And it's for that reason it's so chum. See, the Chida brings the kasha that the Shoyal asked the Radvaz, this beautiful, beautiful question. And he brings the teretz of the Radvaz and says the Chida, he says, your eyes are now seeing very, very clearly. Referring to the Radvaz. He said he went, he was pishpesh v'loy matzah, right? This is pun intended. He searched and he tried looking this way and looking that way, and he could not find any mahalach al pi apshat v'adin. He had no eitzah. V'hutzrich litzmoich atzmoi al haremes. And he was forced to come to the Rambam. The Radvaz writing a tshuva. He doesn't read the Barbanel, but we said we found it in the Barbanel also. He said he had absolutely no mahalach how to do it. V'nimtza shaharemes shal achomitz hu apshat. The remez of chametz is the pshat. This is what the yid has to do. And then kedarke, in a poetic way that only the Chida was able to write in, he goes and he talks about this inyan. How beautiful is that? The nimtza. Chida says a lot of things in that Limud Aleph. It's mamish beautiful, Ayin Sham, but I'll just tell you one, and we'll end with this. And that is, we know one of the most basic halachas of Bittul Chametz is Ein Bittul Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. It's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham and how you makayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. But we do it with Sreifa. He says, why does it have to be with Sreifa? Ein Bittul Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. So he says that if the whole Indian of Chametz is really just a remez to the Yetzirah, that means what the Torah is telling you is that the way you get rid of the Yetzirah is with Sreifa. You have to burn the Yetzirah. He says, how do you burn the Yetzirah? What does that even mean? So he says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Barasi Yetzirah, Ubarasi Torah Taflin. Which means the one way for a Yid to overcome the Yetzirah, there's one way and one way only. And that is, it's through Torah. Torah is nimshal le'esh. You know how you soyrif the chametz? You know how you burn the sar shebi isa? It's with the fire of Torah, zok the Chida. And the Chida says that I want to tell you. He says, I've seen a lot of people, they try to be ma'ir people to tshuva. Some people do it with nice shmuzin, and some people do it this way, and some people do it that way. It's all gevaldik. It's all gevaldik. But he says, at the end of the day, the only thing that has staying power, the only way a yid can actually get rid of his yetzar, ain't bit. It's the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu is by burning it. It's through Torah, and it's a mefurish Chazal. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlim. Sharm says right in the beginning of the Sefer that the Torah told you this is the only thing that works. And if the Torah is telling you it's the only thing that works, the doctor told you this is all that works. So no, what are you gonna do? You're gonna fight with the doctor? There's nothing else that works. The only Yetzirah is the Torah, but it's not just the Torah. It's the fire of the Torah. That's the Yetzirah. You now you overcome the Yetzirah. It's with the fire of the Torah. Person can learn Torah and it's not fire. It's fire. As long as we say fire, it's fire. This is the takeaway. You want to know what the lesson is? We fight the Yetzirah, we fight the Yetzirah this way, that way, and the other way. But at the end of the day, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Teira Tavlin, and the Yontif of Pesach, from all places, who would have thunk it? The Yontif of Pesach teaches us this incredible Musa Haskel, and that is the Pashup Pshat of the Chometz, is the Sosh of Isa. It's the Gemara Brachos Yudzayin Amar Aleph. It's the Rai Mehemden Parshas Boy Daf Mem Amar Beis. We have to manage. This is something, you know, this is coming as news to me. So it's something that we all meet together, have to process a little bit and try to make sense of. But at the end of the day, the way we're mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu is ba'ish tisroif, we throw it into the fire. It's the fire of Torah. When a person engages himself in the passion of learning, he immerses himself in the eish of Torah, he realizes there are things that are more geschmack and sweeter and more fire-dig than all the tanuge and havle oilam hazeh. That's the way to overcome the Yetzirah, which takes to be zoicha through the Eish of Torah. Eish of Torah, kulei hai, v'ulai yinotzel. But we should be zoicha to have some level of gvura over the Yetzirah.